Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the YouTube chat, you can find us in there. Huh. Some response just says, bruh.
I mean, that is the open-ended response for the kids. Bruh.
Right.
What?
And so do you have to say, no, it's dad?
I do all the time.
You do?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know how I told you guys tonight, it's Wednesday, by the way, so Survivor's back.
Here we go.
And there's a guy on there that's like, dude, I can't get it. I'm hooked. Dude, I'm in.
Survivor's back.
Dude, they had to send a guy home last week because he got bit by a poisonous snake.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the guy was also a richer because he left his wife, who had been trying to get pregnant for years, to do the show. She was going to give birth while he was on the show. Act of God, gets bit by a snake, gets sent back home. 2 days later, his son's born.
Wow.
That's creepy.
Right? And his wife's like, no, you want to be on Survivor. Go be on it. Like, I'll be fine. Oh, We've never had a kid, but it's cool. Go do it. Live out your dream. So he does it. Canadian guy, big buff guy, nipples pierced, and gets bit by this snake. One of the poisonous snakes. They have like a little log. Tells him like what's good, what's bad, what to avoid, what not to gets bit by it on the foot. Goes to the medical team. Survivor doctor. Hey, I can't trust this. You're dehydrated. You haven't had anything to eat. You got to go home. Goes home.
So you kicked off? Do you get to come back? And
no,
something?
He's done.
He's done.
He's okay. Done. Now there's a Survivor 50, and the rumors now are that he gets to come back for the 50th anniversary, but gets sent home days later, birth of his child.
That's cool.
You tell me what to believe. I'll tell you what I believe.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Believe in the snakes.
Well, which is also ironic because we know what the snake is identified in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, you're in the wrong spot. Boy, I need to get out of here. Here's your son.
That's crazy.
Wild. Okay, so are you smarter than a Bob or a Dusty Grader?
6'7", probably.
Yeah. So 913-586-7965. This is how this goes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach's going to give you a number, and Bob and I are going to try to guess it. And then if you get it first, which I think the text line is 2-1. Bob got it last week when you were gone. Nathan gave a number. Bob nailed it.
Nice.
You guys remember what I have no idea. Something 6-7.
What was it in context?
I think it was like 30. I think it was like 31. I think it was like 31.7 was the number. And I want to say that was something.
Points or something?
No, it was a percentage.
Oh, cool.
Nathan made a percentage.
Let's go.
And then Bob actually ended up like, it was like, I don't know, like their success rate on fourth down or something like
that. Something, it was skibbity. I don't remember. You know. Yeah.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Nathan had that riz, though. That's
he
good.
He did, yeah.
That's good, man. All right, 74.
Juwan Taylor.
74 is the number. That is his number. That is not the number I'm speaking to. 74. This did come up in the broadcast. There was a photo that involved this number.
Okay, don't keep giving hints.
Okay.
All right. When we call for it, you can give us another one. I want to try to think of one first.
Sure. 74, and you said there was a photo there?
The photo during the broadcast.
Okay, I know what it is. Yards after contact for Travis Kelce?
No. I won't give another hint, but no.
Shut your damn mouth.
6-2-0 is the percentage of pressures the offensive line gave up. No.
Oh, come what? On now.
I don't even, that's not even like a good diss.
That's not even funny.
There's
great.
No riz on that one at all.
How's your skibbity? How's your snickerdoodle ice cream?
Graham cracker crust tastes a lot like snickerdoodles. Talk sports.
I don't even cur for real.
Yeah, okay. 74. Oh, boy.
Kelce's touchdowns. Mahomes QBR. Oh, Kelce's touchdowns. He's caught from Mahomes. Yeah, 2 816 numbers at the same time. There we go.
Oh,
74 total touchdowns.
So you're talking about the graphic of the 300,
yes,
right?
The graphic of the 300 total touchdowns, 74 to Kelce. So I kind of did a deep dive, right? I was like, okay, how many touchdowns do other big combos have, right? So
who's Gronk and Brady?
So Gronk, Brady, right? They're second. Who's first on
Bryce and Montana? Have to be number one.
Well, for touchdowns. You're right. Not for games played. Yes, for touchdowns, it's Rice and Montana. So Brady and Gronk are second, Rice and Montana third. Rice and Montana have 12, Brady and Gronk have 15 in the postseason. 15 for Brady and Gronk, sorry. Montana and Rice, 12 in the postseason. 19 for Kelce and Mahomes in the postseason. If you go total, Brady and Gronk have played 163 total games together. Kelce and Mahomes, 136, so 27
games less. Oh, that's what the Tampa years, I'm thinking. Yeah.
A couple years there in Tampa that helped them out with that. So they do lead in total touchdowns. Total, they have 90, right? 74 for Kelce Mahomes. So a 16-touchdown difference with 27 more games played. Plus, that was all of Gronk's prime. You remember,
Kelce missed an entire year, but these are only Mahomes, too.
These are only Mahomes, but you got to remember, Mahomes didn't come in until what? Kelce's year four, year five?
Yeah.
Gronk was with Tom Brady the whole time. So it's a little bit different there. Manning and Harrison, I mean, played 174 games together, 112 total touchdowns.
They're number one.
They are number one. They may never be broken. They had 38 more games played and 38 more touchdowns, which is extremely impressive. A touchdown a game. But the biggest difference here that I found, because I was going, okay, well, this is still one of the most prolific duos, so why couldn't they get those numbers? Well, the biggest difference to me is Tyreek Hill. Kelce was still able to amass all of these stats with the best receiver alongside him in franchise history right there next to him. Imagine what Kelce's numbers would be if it were just him right there, because you got Gronkowski. He never had a wide receiver get above, I believe it was 7 touchdowns. Julian Edelman had 1 year of 7 touchdowns. Gronkowski was the number one option.
Yeah, Welker never had 7 with Brady. That's crazy.
Yeah, Welker had 6 one other year. If you go, Reggie Wayne obviously was there with Marvin Harrison. He had 10 touchdowns and one 12 touchdown year. Tyreek Hill had a 13 touchdown year and a 17 touchdown year.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill's number 2 on the list with 46 total touchdowns.
There you go.
Do you know on this list,
in 2 years.
Nuts,
dude.
If I were to tell you only 6 players have caught 10 or more touchdown passes from Patrick Mahomes, would you have believed that number?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Probably before that graphic, no.
You know who number 3 on the list is for touchdown passes?
I do, I think.
Yeah. I think everybody probably does. Mecole Hardman.
Really?
Yes. What? Who were you going to say?
Isn't Rice really high already?
Rice?
Rice was higher than I thought, than I expected on that graph, correct?
What, he had 6?
Yes, he's 9. You're absolutely right. He's 7th all time.
That's crazy.
That'll skyrocket.
I mean, so Kelce number 1, Hill number 2, Hardman number 3. Number 4, you want to guess?
Justin Watson.
Close.
Sammy Watkins?
No. Jerick McKinnon is number 4 with 15 touchdowns. Then DeMarcus Robinson. Then Worthy. Worthy has 10 touchdowns. Wow. Worthy has the 6th most touchdowns as an individual that Patrick Mahomes has ever thrown. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Only 5 players in Chiefs receiving lore this era with Patrick Mahomes have more touchdown passes than Xavier Worthy does. And Worthy's in year 1.5.
Love to see it.
Watkins comes in after him. Then it's Rice. Then it's Noah Gray. Then it's Byron Pringle.
Then it's Pringle.
Williams, Watson, Hunt, and Edwards-Helaire.
Watson, yes!
Riz.
Yeah, so I just wanted to point that out. I mean, with all those other guys having dominating forces with them, or not with them, Kelce, with a dominating force right next to him, still is going to be atop a lot of these lists, man. It's insane.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
So much Riz.
Coming up on the other side, we dive into Raider Week, because it has officially began. Plus, well, players available and Ed Ward is still doing it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Had to, you know, do a self inventory and wonder if my hate is still real or as real as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the flashback, I've always said that coaches are the best brainwashers. And when I came to Kansas City, I actually used to like, I wouldn't say I liked the Raiders, I liked Marcus Allen, I liked players specifically. Had nothing crazily against the Raiders, but it is crazy how quick that changed under Marty Schottenheimer and Carl Peterson. And then you just come to a point where you absolutely loathe everything about the silver and black and about their organization and hate playing them. And so there was a high level of vitriol that we had for the Raiders that I don't know if it's there anymore. I feel like maybe the Broncos, you keep hearing about the Chargers, and now with Jim Harbaugh there, I just wonder if I still have that same anger in me. Maybe as the week moves on, it'll start to stir up in me, but I'm just all about getting wins now. We're at 500 again. Let's get some more wins.
Let me. Danan Hughes there talking to us on Tuesday, as he always does, at 7:20, talking about the Raiders rivalry, how it has dissipated throughout the years due to records and stuff, but it hasn't. And I treat the Raiders every year the same way that I treat Halloween. And I'll explain. To me, the Raiders are a lot like Halloween to me. I tell myself every year, it's Halloween season, whatever. And then I go to Hy-Vee, and I walk down the aisle, and I see the combination Halloween trick-or-treat packs, and I'm like, oh, okay, a little bit there. And then I drive down the street, and I see the decorations in the front yard of people that actually care about Halloween. Like, oh, it's all Thanksgiving and Christmas. People forget about Halloween. Oh, it's all the Bills and the Bengals and the Broncos. People forget about the Raiders. No, they don't. And here's why. Because, yes, the Raiders aren't a scary team, but they're the Raiders. And Monday you talk about the Lions. Tuesday you talk about the game plan. Wednesday you talk about what the national media is saying. And by Friday, you're ready to stomp the absolute piss out of the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And then by Sunday, something happens, right? Max Crosby comes over in the Chiefs huddle. The bus at the end of the game drives around the stadium. Who beat you on Christmas Day that made you feel like garbage, that awoken the season that led to a Super Bowl win? The Raiders. And just like Halloween this year, that's on a Friday, you tell yourself, oh, I don't plan on doing anything Halloween, you know, it's overrated. You find yourself in a stupid costume at somebody's house, having fun, sipping a few back, and going, man, Halloween's kind of fun, isn't it? Just like the Raiders. Hey, they're not the Raiders of the 80s or the 70s. Hell, they're not the Raiders of the 90s. But you know what? By the time the game comes around, you are full in hatred of silver and black. And all three of us are going to be there as fans this weekend. And we're going to get to the game, and you're going to see the guy that's got the Raiders statue out there that gets blown up with fireworks. You're going to see the Raiders puppet that gets drugged behind the car on the way to the parking lot. And you're going to realize that Raider Week is officially back. Just like in 2 weeks from this Friday, you're going to realize, oh, there are kids coming out ringing my doorbell asking for candy. Halloween is back. Halloween is here. You may not feel it until it actually gets there, but that's exactly what this Las Vegas Raiders rivalry is to me. Mm-hmm. We know when Thanksgiving is, right? We know it's the last Thursday of November. We know Buffalo is week 9, right? We know that the Raiders are after the bye. Now, we're like, wait a minute. Halloween is coming up and it's on a Friday? Hell yeah, we can do a little bit of something. We got 2 days to recover. I like this feeling again. And that, to me, is what the Vegas Raiders are now, because obviously in Vegas, it's a cheap seat if you want to go watch the Chiefs on the road, from what I've been told. I know it's an expensive in-stadium event, but like you can get it for a road game for a good seat. It's not really that expensive. And tourists are what watch the Raiders, not what Raiders fans watch.
Right.
So to me, there's a little bit of things in here that cloud it. But by the time it gets here, you're already back for it.
You know, I was thinking about Danan yesterday, and I started kind of go down memory lane a little bit, because when I went to college in 1995, that was right in the heart of Marty Schottenheimer, right? And Carl Peterson and Lamar Hunt and the hatred for the Raiders. And that's when it really was the biggest, I think, in our lifetime, right? I know I'm sure there's some octogenarians out there that'll talk about the 60s and, you know, the dude getting up and punching Lenny and all that kind of stuff where, you know, it started. I don't go back that far, right? I go back to Marty and hearing all that all week long during Raider Week and the way that they got, you know, people fired up. And then, you know, it kind of carried over a little bit with Gunther Cunningham. He yelled at Raider fans, you know, in the tunnel and things like that. And then Dick Vermeil came in and really embraced Raider Week. I think that the hatred, if you will, of the Raiders, though, has kind of died down a little bit now that Carl's not here, Marty's not here, and that Lamar Hunt passed, because that was a directive from their founder, Lamar Hunt, to hate the Raiders, because he always hated the Raiders. And those games were always fun to be at and be in the elevator after those games and seeing Al Davis and Lamar Hunt and, you know, the wonderful Amy Trask, who you see on X all the time and now with CBS Sports, and she was the president of the franchise, taunting me in the press box during those games. Like, it was so much fun back in those days. And then, you know, the Chiefs kind of stunk for a while. Herm didn't really adopt the Raiders as much as Vermeil did, and then whoever came in after him, Haley, didn't, and that new regime clearly didn't adopt it at all. Andy's picked it back up a little bit. I know it's Raider Week. But I think also, too, it's almost like the Raiders were your childhood friend. You know, you had fun with them. You beat up on each other a lot. You fought a lot. at the end of the day, though, you kind of always respected that friend and looked at that friend, and then you became adults and you moved on and things happen, and maybe you don't talk to that friend much anymore, and you don't see that friend anymore because there's new friends in your life, the Bengals, the Bills, the whatever other AFC team is a contender for the Chiefs, the Ravens or something like that, and you've moved on, you've upgraded yourself. No longer do you have these friends, but when you see those friends, you still go back to those old days and you still want to kick their ass. And so that's kind of the Raider feeling to me. I like your analogy. Like, this week it's not going to be the same like it was in the 90s and the early 2000s where everything was Raider focused and it was a big deal. But when we get to that game on Sunday, it'll be like old times again, and you'll be like, F you, man. You ain't got no riz. Let's go. I mean, like, let's go kick their ass. And if they win like 45-0, you know, 52-7 or something like that, it won't be enough. And we'll all love it because it is against that childhood rival that you had. And now you may have gone your own directions in separate ways, but when you get back together, it's on. And Sunday, it will be on, and we will all want to kill the Oakland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, whatever they are, Raiders.
I just feel that there's always, because I think the Chargers have taken over supremacy of the biggest rivalry in the West. I think Denver has kind of gained some strength just because. And the Raiders have kind of fallen short because they've been a laughable franchise ever since they had that Super Bowl run, and then they lost and gained and threw five interceptions. Yeah. But again, it's, you know, like we had just previously mentioned, you will get to Sunday, and somebody had texted on the text line. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. They said, or is what they said. They're like, have you guys and maybe other people are looking past the Raiders?
No.
No, it's just Wednesday, and now we're just now starting to talk about the matchup that is the Raiders. You have your Monday recap, you have your Tuesday, you know, everything's kind of fallen through, and you kind of can breathe after the weekend. And then now Wednesday,
the first day of the week,
you start practicing, you start getting game plan, you start seeing the injury reports, start seeing all that sort of stuff. And we know what the Raiders represent, right? We know what they have. They have Ashton Jeanty, the rookie running back, who's not lived up to the expectation maybe people set for him, but he's been good. You look at Brock Bowers, who's been hurt this year. We don't know what his status will be for Sunday. I assume he's going to play. And then they've got this Tucker kid that's a slot receiver that's pretty damn good this year as well, but Geno's been terrible. Mm-hmm. Geno's not been good. And Pete Carroll has not quite yet figured it out in this run of the NFL as a head coach. And you're also coming into Kansas City, a road team, against a team that is starting to get everybody back together. The puzzle is starting to come into its full picture, and it seems like with the 11.5 on the board, Vegas and a lot of people don't think this will be a game. Now, 11.5 to me is still a number that I'm not sure that I like or that I want to even go near or touch, but I also could see this game being that way because of the fact that Andy does have all his toys, right? Andy's got them all, mm-hmm. right? Everybody's got the Andy's name under their boot, right? You got Travis, you got Rasheed, you got Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Judas Smith-Schuster.
Andy's Noah been dreaming Gray, of this day for years.
And now it's here.
Yeah.
And what a better time than to stick it to the Raiders with everybody back.
And I like that part too. But what a better time to stick it to the Raiders, because you do have everybody back. For the first time, you know, really, with Patrick Mahomes, he has his full complement of weapons around him, you know, and it's going to be awesome to see what these guys can do together. You mentioned the Chargers. I don't know, for me, and if this, again, personal preference, I don't know that they'll ever be like a true rival to me. I just look at them differently than I look at the Raiders and I look at the Broncos. And if the NFL ever realigned, and we saw that realignment with Seattle coming back in, I think that would be a bigger rival, in my opinion, than the Chargers, because I think it would be more fun. But there's something about the Chargers that they feel like that, you know, that team that just doesn't belong with everybody else. The Raiders, the Broncos, the Chiefs, historic, you know, AFL type teams. And I know the Chargers were, but for me, they don't really necessarily fit that mold. And so I think also, too, what we have to realize and understand of going into this game is that if you're the Raiders, you have to treat the Chiefs right now still as a wounded football team. I know they're healthy, and wounded, I mean kind of a mental wound right now with the Chiefs. They're sitting at 3-3. That's not a great spot to be. You look at the playoff predictions, and while everybody says the Chiefs are the best, they're still on the outside looking in. So they're technically, in my opinion, still kind of that wounded team that got off to that bad start that's still trying to find themselves. Now they're finding themselves, and the last thing you want to do if you're the Raiders is give that wounded team a little bit of life. Because if the Chiefs sense that there's blood in the water and they can go out there and put up 40, they're going to go out there and they're going to put up 40 this weekend.
And they've got that defensive front that's still kind of playing with their backs against the wall. They're kind of the odd man out of the group. Like, yeah. Everybody's, you know, hoopron about the wide receivers being back together. Everybody's, you know, excited that Mahomes is back in form. Travis Kelce looks like he's, you know, the vet on the team that everyone thought that he could be. If this is the final year, the defense is starting to play a little bit better in the secondary, obviously, with Noah Williams and Trent McDuffie having that 1-2 combination as well. And then it's like, okay, well, what's the D-line going to do? You have a wounded duck. You have a team that has not the greatest offensive line. You have a guy and a quarterback who's thrown 9 interceptions in 3 weeks. We don't know if he's going to continue to be the starter for the Raiders moving forward. And Pete Carroll's kind of lost.
Who
did right
we
now.
Say their backup was again?
Looking it up.
It wasn't Mariota.
No, he's in Washington.
No, and he's playing great. Oh, yeah, Kenny Pickett.
That's right.
Kenny P.
Kenny P.
Yeah.
So,
yikes.
Do we see Kenny Pickett this weekend?
Well, it doesn't make you better, does it? No. but just to do something different.
At some
different.
Point in yeah. the game, yeah, like, Geno looks yeah. lost because...
I mean, if it's 28-0 and we're going into halftime, how do you not roll Kenny Pickett's ass out there to start the second
and
half?
He's thrown a couple of picks. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, maybe there's a defensive touchdown in there. But if they score a defensive touchdown, it could be 35-0 before halftime. Mm-hmm. Right now, I know it's not going to be like that, but I'm hoping it is. I hope for the first time really since the Bears game and that Raider game where they blew the doors off them, you know, right around Christmas time a few years ago. When was the last time we had a breather as Chiefs fans, really? Because I didn't consider last Monday night a breather. I was in that thing intense to the end. Till that clock went to zero, I didn't look at that as a breather, even though the score would indicate it.
I'd say week four.
Was that the Baltimore one? Yeah, that was a relaxing game. But even still, I didn't feel like I want to feel like where I kick back and I know with 8:47 to go in the first quarter, this effer's over.
Yep, and we're dancing in the stands.
And you're making out.
Yeah. I'm making out.
With anybody. You don't care who it is at this point in time. Mac's been on the bus. He's like, hey!
I've been pounded this week. I'm excited for the bus.
Mac's got an upside-down pineapple underneath his bicep, obviously. did it wrong. He got the tattoo of his arm behind him. It was supposed to be right side. But came back. Yeah. No, I think that this is, you know, because in my reference, like, this is a not a look-pass game whatsoever. No. This is a get-fully-right game because mm-hmm. you're getting ready to have two bangers on your schedule with Washington coming to town, and then you go to Buffalo. And Buffalo also wounded. I mean, I think Colin Cowherd yesterday was talking about how maybe the championship window for Buffalo is closing, and we don't realize it yet.
No, I did.
Right? Like, their wins against opponents are 3-21.
I mean,
like, it's not impressive. They've lost two games in a row. They head to a bye week with heavy hearts. And, mm-hmm. you know, I would assume they get it right with who they have at quarterback and everything like that. But, again, this is a game where the schedule just happens to lay this way for you, where the Raiders come to town and you get everything right. And if this is a game where you can trust your offense and the aggressiveness that we've seen from Andy Reid the last couple of weeks, then you put that combination together. It's like, hey, D-line, we're still talking about you. Mm-hmm. Go wreak havoc. Go make it even worse. And let us get the ball. Don't let them cross a 50 and put this game on ice by the time the second quarter hits a 2-minute warning. And we're looking at the clock at Arrowhead Stadium going, 24-3?
Yeah, right. And
we still have to play two more quarters? All right, the minute I see Gardner Minshew going in, I'm beating traffic.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And Ralph will pull the bus out like that. Mac will be left behind making out in the crowd. But,
hell yeah.
But,
you got home with us.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this is what I've considered, you know, kind of in my own head for a while now. This is opening night for the Chiefs. You know, when you have that big Broadway show that's going to open opening night, it's big. Everybody's in tuxedos. You're looking good, excited. You're putting your best foot forward. This is their best foot forward. Week one wasn't their best foot. They had injuries, right? They had guys suspended. They didn't have the full complement of players,
of
the
country.
Whole nine yards, out of the country, all that stuff. This now, to me, we've had 6 weeks of dress rehearsals, right? This now is opening night. This is what we've been waiting for. I'm getting goosebumps talking about this. But this is opening night. This is what we've been waiting for since that Rashee Rice injury happened some, you know, 400 days ago in Los Angeles. This is the moment that we've been waiting for. This is the moment that Patrick Mahomes has been waiting for. This is the moment Matt Nagy and Andy Reid have been waiting for. This is the moment that I've been hearing about for years. When we get all these guys back, the full complement of players, we can go bombs away. We can do what we want to do. Sunday is opening night for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a brand new show. It's a high budget show. You expect great kind of, you know, effects to take place and all that kind of stuff. So I think on Sunday, because it is opening night, we are going to see an unbelievable performance out of this team. It just happens to be against arguably their biggest rival in the history of the free world. And they're going to go out there and I think execute like we've never seen them execute before, because they've been waiting for this day. They've been thinking about this day. They've been praying for this day. They've been anticipating this day. and now it's here. Now you go out and you execute and you show us what we've all been waiting for, and we leave that Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday knowing damn well that we are the best team in the NFL, and no one can doubt that.
I know that I'm hard. No chance they introduce the defense this week for pregame intros?
Well, I think you go offense this week with Rashee Rice. Yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely.
I would say, can we hypothetically say it goes in this order for the last three? Travis Kelce, then Mahomes, then Rice?
No, I'd go Rice, Kelce, Mahomes. You always got to do Mahomes
quarterback last.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Even
when
the situation's special?
Yeah. I'd like Rice to be last, so I agree with you.
It'd be fun.
Returning at wide receiver, number four, Rashee Rice.
He just posted a pretty hype video on Twitter.
Oh, he's ready.
Oh, he's pumped, man.
Yeah, he's ready, man.
Team's ready, too.
Everybody's ready for this. Like I said, this is the moment they've been waiting for. I don't know that I can put that into words enough without just saying, trust me, guys, this is the moment they've been waiting for, because I've been hearing about this moment for 2 years from people in the organization.
Maybe this is inappropriate, but would this not be a great flex if Rice Ubered to the game?
Can I take it one step further,
sure,
then? Uber to the game with an Uber sponsorship.
that's a good move.
It makes you look like you've learned. It's a stab to everybody else and to all those sarcastic ass memes that we've seen all week.
Yeah.
To me, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, look at Rashee Rice. You Ubered to the game. Oh, okay, I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. A little self-deprecating, poking fun. I think it's great.
Even my daughter thought it was an excessive suspension. She's like, really? For that? I gotta give him two. So everybody is ready. Everybody is ready. The fans are ready. The coaches are ready. The players are ready.
Mahomes
the GM's
hasn't gone
ready
to bed yet.
No, he hasn't.
He's just sitting there like, what is it, Allen in the Hangover doing all the algorithms and stuff? Like, okay, over here for 5 yards, out here for 15 if I wanted to. We could also sit him on a stretch.
No, him and Reed have been on the phone all week already, FaceTiming, getting excited. They probably just call each other and giggle.
Telling you guys.
Like Ron Swanson giggles, you know, like, they hang up on each other. Like, I can't put it into words enough how excited and how much they've been anticipating this day, which is Sunday, for this offense to be at this level. It's been something they've been dreaming about for 2 years now.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, when I was there Sunday night at the presser and they asked about Rashee Rice, Mahomes, I mean, you could see his eyes light up, dude. And he's just like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited. We're going to have fun. I mean, it's like your cilantro lime rice, Dusty. You've been telling me about your cilantro lime rice. It's like Chipotle. We've been telling people, no, the Chiefs are back. Trust me, the Chiefs are back. And then you try the rice. You're like, damn, that's better than Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to try it for the first time this Sunday. And they're going to see, oh, this is better than the old Chiefs.
Well, it is better than the old Chiefs.
This
is the best team that they've ever had. I know that's, people are going, what? From 1 to 53 on the roster,
right,
this is the best roster that this organization has ever had. And they're going to put it on display finally. I sound like the guy from The Cow. Finally! It was kindly, right? Finally! And I can't do it again if I wanted to. But finally, we get the opportunity to see what we've been waiting for. And we get to open our gifts and we get to be just wowed by an offensive performance that they've been waiting to unleash for a long, long time now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Somebody says wrong. That might not be the best look from a PR perspective, or it could be.
What's wrong with taking an Uber to a game?
Nothing. Just make sure you tip them. So I will say this. It is the return of Rashee Rice. He is back again. Two different song title theirs. But we asked you the question because it is rice. What is the best type of rice? White rice, Spanish rice, combination fried rice, or cilantro lime rice? 185 votes are in. Combination fried rice leading at 46.5%. Cilantro lime rice at 25.9%. Spanish rice at 15.1%. And white rice at 12.4%. A lot of diverse people out here.
Very diverse, but the white rice is interesting and it should be last, as we've stated, because everything else becomes what rice, white rice wasn't, right? We take white rice and make cilantro lime rice. We're doctoring it up to make Spanish rice. We're doctoring it up to make fried rice because white rice sucks. It's just like plain white rice is like, that's why we have all these other great combinations.
Four comments in the post for the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll on X. First comment, Jerry.
Good one.
Second one is
Anselmo? He eats rice pudding because he's old.
Hello, America.
Numbers two is where's the love for the long grain wild rice?
Man, wild rice is exceptional. I love wild rice.
It's a good one.
Jonathan gets it. Jonathan Kessinger gets the poll question. Third response, Rashi. yes. And then Riverboat Khan coming in with a fourth comment of broccoli cheddar.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
nice.
One
underrated.
You make that rice. Yeah.
It's one of my staples.
Yeah.
Long grain wild rice or rice pilaf. I do like that.
Rice pilaf's
well.
Another good one, man. There's so many good rices out there. Pilaf.
Never had it. Okay. What about dirty rice?
Dirty rice is
dirty
really
rice
good.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's like the ground beef rice mix, right? Yeah. And then somebody said jambalaya.
Jambalaya. Really good.
Yes.
Jambalaya.
Had enough of that for my entire life after going to New Orleans.
I was watching something the other day, guys, totally off the subject about Louisiana and all these people dying real young down there. And I just remember that Uber ride we had, right? With it, and they were talking about like, oh, it was Aerial America, actually. And it was, they were talking about the state of Louisiana and the death rates down there being so high. And I'm like, God, that woman who was driving our Uber told us like everybody dies in Louisiana at a young age because, well, they eat like, you know,
fried food.
Everything is terrible down there for delicious, but terrible. Yeah. And then they have all these like oil refineries and whatnot down there that are putting pollutants into the air. They're all inhaling that. They're all dying from cancer down in Louisiana.
I mean, combination fried rice is a staple, especially when you get a Blackstone or a skillet and you start cooking it.
Oh, I made some the other night.
Damn. God, that's good. Combination.
Which favorite barbecue sauce is yours? Because there's eight different flavors of that Japanese barbecue sauce.
Oh, you're talking about the Japanese barbecue
sauce.
Yeah,
I think the original is the best, quite honestly.
They're all good.
But I think the original, like usually
I like the spicy.
The spicy, I don't know that I've had the spicy one yet. But I like the original one a lot. Those things are really good. Get them at Hy-Vee. They got like eight different flavors of these Japanese barbecue sauces. Phenomenal at fried rice.
Binkley just sent me a picture of Rasheed Rice's shoes this week.
Oh.
They are... oh my gosh, they're perfect. I'll see if he can let me tweet this out. One simple ingredient, rice, is on the heel. They are yellow with a Minute Rice logo on the side that says rice, and then it says premium rice with a scoop of white rice on the toe.
Now he's got to go back out there and back it up, right?
Yeah.
Back up that rice truck. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, and then a friend of mine, Alex, she says fried rice, duh. I feel like that's everybody's response. Yeah. So
I voted for Spanish rice because I do like Spanish rice, and I knew fried rice was going to win. So I'm going to make it a little closer, like the refs.
Don't call it a comeback. Coming up on the other side, coaches today versus coaches yesterday. Bob goes on another rant here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
A lot of people coming in with their favorite rice. Somebody says, in hindsight, the suspension actually worked out for the Chiefs. They got to get the ground running. Now they're back to 500. Oh, and here comes Rashi Rice for your team. Somebody says, guys, the best rice is easily worthy brown rice. You can get it one Arrowhead Drive.
I love that.
What they say, 4 + 1 = 5?
Yeah. And put the three of them on there. They're ready.
Good.
The it's just fun to watch the three of them hang out.
Right.
Through social media, you know, like, hey, there they are having fun, enjoying it. That's what it should be about.
Yes.
You're playing a sport.
Yep.
Shouldn't be like it is in New York or Tennessee or Arizona or, you know, Miami or some of these other places. Like, at the end of the day, it needs to be fun. And if you're not having fun doing it, stop doing it. And these guys look like they're ready to have some fun, man. Fun. You asked me something yesterday, Mac, about coaches, right? And
yeah.
We were talking about coaches in the NFL, and you said to me, why do you think coaches like were more prepared or whatever it was back in the day than they are right now? Because these guys that are taking over for the NFL as head coaches, most of these guys are not prepared. And yeah, that's kind of how you asked it, right? Like, why? And yesterday,
The difference?
Yeah, what's the difference? Yesterday, I came across a story for AI and how, you know, now they're using it for Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs is getting ready to fire a bunch of people because AI is taking over, right? This is where we're headed, folks. This is why I've been anti-AI for as long as I have, because it's taking away jobs, right? And so I tweeted out yesterday what the NFL is doing. doing now when they hire these young coaches that don't have any experience. They're basically hiring AI coaches. That's exactly what they're doing. You go to AI, you ask it a question. Some of it's good. A lot of it's not. Needs experience, needs refining. You need to go through it. I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine yesterday, and he sells, you know, software for a living. And he goes, yeah, we've got this AI feature on it. It never works, right? You ask it to do something, it never finds anything. And he goes, we gave it to a customer and it's for contract law. And they said, go through this 1,000 page contract and find all the stuff. Totally missed on everything. It was just not a good feature at all, right? So there are some good things from AI, like the Binkley song. But the big picture is AI really isn't ready to be out there mainstream taking away jobs. It's not refined enough. It's not good enough. It's not fast enough. It's not smart enough to be out there taking over jobs that are done by human beings. But that's where we are in the age of coaches right now. We're hiring all these young coordinators that don't have any experiences that are basically the AI version of what a good head coach needs to be. Yeah, they've got some things that are good and they can call a play here or there, but they're lacking the nuts and bolts of what it really takes to be a good head coach. They don't have those real world, real game, real life experiences that they can use as, oh, yeah, back in, you know, 2021, we were in this situation when I was here, and I can use that and I can move forward because I've already been in a situation like that. That's why Andy Reid is so successful, because he's been in all these experiences before. He's seen all this happen before. Literally nothing is new to Andy Reid, right? Yeah, I've seen that, been there, done that, and look where his team is. It's winning. Young coaches come in, they don't have the in-game experience being a head coach. Hell, they barely have the in-game experience of being on a sideline and being a coordinator. And so they're hiring all these AI head coaches, and then they're realizing, oh my God, I hired this AI coach. I got to get rid of this guy. I'm going to go with a real coach, a real seasoned veteran, instead of some of these AI coaches. Watch what happens in Tennessee. There will be a seasoned coach that is hired in Tennessee, because that's the cycle of life. I understand giving young guys an opportunity, but I think a lot of times in the NFL especially, we are so quick to determine this guy's going to be a great head coach because it's week three and his offense just put up 42 points. That does not make a good head coach. You have to have those game experiences, those life experiences. You can't be an AI head coach in the NFL. Everybody sees through it. Ask Aaron Glenn about what's going on right now. That guy's an AI head coach right now. Look good coaching the defense, can't manage a roster. You don't know what guys are going to be like until they get in to those situations. But more often than not, these guys that they're hiring now with no experience, they're just AI coaches that are okay, but you got to do too much massaging behind the scenes to make it look good. And so I think the NFL needs to change a little bit and stop hiring guys that just don't have this experience and go get guys that have been around the league that have seen things before.
So coordinators shouldn't be hired, is what?
Well, I don't care what you did. Andy Reid's never been a coordinator in the NFL.
Yeah. So I guess to me, it sounds like a catch-22. Like when you get out of college, you don't get a job because you need experience. Yeah. Well, I can't get experience until I get hired.
Well, you go work at a smaller place and you learn and get that experience. Like if you're a football coach, the logical approach should be you become a GA at a college. You learn there. Then you get promoted and you're on a college staff for a little bit of time. Then you get the opportunity to be a low-level NFL assistant and you learn, you know, the special team side of things, or a linebacker coach. And you work your way up and you have those experiences along the way. The best bosses are the ones that have had these experiences that are able to empower their people. And that's the other thing that you see a lot of in the NFL now with these young coaches. They don't empower their assistant coaches because they don't have the believability in themselves. They don't have the self-esteem in themselves. And they try to do everything because they feel like they have to do everything. They can't trust anybody out there to do stuff. The older you get, the more you distrust everybody. You're like, all right, I got this guy here. He can do that. He can do that. The best head coaches are the best delegators, okay? They allow their guys to do their thing. You think Andy Reid's had some conversations with Steve Spagnuolo ever? Nope, you're good, Steve. You do your thing. Same thing with Dave Tobe. Get rid of Harry, but other than that, we're doing okay, right? Like, you put people in power. You empower those people as a leader. You oversee. And guys that are young don't understand that because, oh, I'm 35 years old. I got to prove to everybody that I'm this awesome head coach. I'm this awesome play caller. I got to do it all. No, you don't. Hire smart people. Put great people around you. Let them do their job. But these young coaches won't do that. And they don't have the real life experiences. When you get into a game situation, you look at these coaches and they don't know what to do because they've never been there before. That's not a knock on them. That's a knock on the hiring process. Being a head coach in the NFL, being on the sidelines in the NFL is intense. You were down there for a game.
Very intense.
Holding a microphone. How intense was that down there on that sideline?
A million moving parts.
Right. And you've got to have somebody that's in control, that has been there before, that has been a leader before. Not some 35-year-old that's never done it. Now, there are, again, exceptions to every rule. I get that. But more often than not, these retreads that get, you know, not retreads, but these young guys that get hired as NFL head coaches have no business managing a Wendy's.
Because there would be a lot of examples in today's NFL, because we had a topic last week of the renaissance of young coaches, like Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Shanahan.
Mm-hmm. LaFleur.
LaFleur.
Yeah, for every one of those, you can give you 10 that have been absolute total dog, you know, rizzes.
And Andy Reid could be one of those guys, too, because when he got hired in Philadelphia, we watched it in the Kingdom. They were like, who?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid? He's been like a coordinator for Holmgren.
But you know what he had when he came in there? A plan, a book of how I'm going to do it. Because I learned from Mike Holmgren. I learned from Bill Walsh. I learned from some of the greatest minds in sports. And Andy Reid put together that plan as he was coaching with these guys. The, if I ever get an opportunity to be a head coach, here's my plan. Goes into that meeting in Philadelphia with that plan. Learn from Mike Holmgren. Learn from Bill Walsh. Real world experiences. You saw him as the leader on the sidelines when he covered up for Brett Favre. I mean, like that kind of stuff. Like, that's leadership type stuff. A young guy on the sidelines is not going to do that to his quarterback. Doesn't know to do that to his quarterback. That's Andy Reid being around, absorbing. And the guy that he worked with at BYU all those years. Binkley will text you his name. Lavelle E. Neal or something was the guy who was the coach at BYU for 100 years that was a living legend out there. Andy Reid played for him, learned from him. Guys are coming into this league and they're 35 years old. Who have you learned from to be a head coach in this league? You have nothing on your resume. You have no real life experiences. That's why these guys are failing. They may ultimately be good head coaches. They just don't have enough experience to coach at this point in time, and players see right through that.
I'd love
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
to keep talking about this because I got something on this from the Brian Callahan perspective from what we just saw. If we want to do that on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I like that perspective. You got people down there and you kind of have an idea of what was going on down there. But my whole like failure of head coaches comes from watching Todd Haley. I mean, just watching that guy just miscoach everything.
We'll continue the conversation on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.